It's time for the Power Hour of Love, starring Charboil and
El Bandito. Welcome to the fiesta. Welcome to the Power Hour of Love with Charboil and El Bandito. Now, Señor Boil has not made it into the studio yet. I'm not really sure what he's doing over there. It seems like he's trying to get buzzed into the studio door here, but he can't seem to get to his card there. What are you doing, Señor Boil? You know, we're supposed to be on the air now. It's 10 o'clock.
El Bandito, I'm carrying something kind of heavy over here. Do you think you can hold the door?
Hold the door! Hold the door!
What is all that nonsense you've got there? What is all that stuff?
Well, here I have the whole Song of Fire and Ice book collection.
What the hell is that?
It's the book series that show Game of Thrones is
based
on.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good show. I like that. There's lots of sexy naked women in that show.
Yeah, oh yeah. Definitely, man. Yeah, you know, look at these books, though, man. Look how thick they are. Like, some of these books are over 1,000 pages.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you read all that?
What? Fuck no. El Bandito, what I'm going to do, though, is, like, I'm sick of waiting for, like, you know, different episodes to air. Like, I'm just gonna sit here and I'm gonna read the ends of all these books, and then I'm gonna know what's gonna happen.
You mean, like, instead of watching the show?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll still watch the show, but, like, you know, then I'll feel like, you know, I'm better than everyone else, because then I'll know how the endings are.
I get it. You're sick of people having spoilers and ruining the endings of episodes for you.
But, you know, like, I can kind of, like, lord it over people and be like, haha, I know what's going to happen, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
and then
blah,
you can
blah.
Spoil things for them.
Oh, good point, El Bandito. I might just have to do it. Here, let me look at the back of this one. This is the last book, A Dance with Dragons. I mean...
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I've seen these dragons on the show, and I don't think they're ever going to dance. Like, they're pretty mean and pissed off. I know you've watched the show, too.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, so, yeah, let me read the back of this book here.
Okay, what does it say there in the back? Oh, do you want to read it to all of our listeners out there?
Yeah, House Aaron. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. I don't remember anyone named Aaron.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, this is that Robin kid. This is that little kid. Remember the little kid that was, like, sucking on his mom's boob even though he was, like, 8 years old?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Does that mean
I'm all for sucking on boobies, but...
Does that mean this kid's going to be, like, the king or something? This is just, like, a collection of, like, you know, different, like, houses. This shit sucks.
Let me see that. Oh, yeah, that's... This is, like, some kind of index or something. Appendices or some shit.
Yeah, well, you know, you saw that last episode, right? You know, just mm-hmm. say, hold the door. You know, listen, if you guys are, like, worried about spoilers or whatever, you should probably just turn off right now. But honestly, you need to just get caught up with the times.
Yeah, that was, like, 2 weeks ago that they did that Hodor thing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let me ask you, El Bandito, what did you think about that whole episode?
Well, you know, a lot of people, they seem like they're very sad at the loss of Hodor. And of course, he was a great character, Willis, whatever you want to call him. And, you know, I thought it was very fitting that they go back in time, they find out his name is Willis. And you're just like, man, it was like 25 years, you're Hodor. He's like, what you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about? That's a good point, El Bandito. Yeah, I know. I thought the episode got pretty outrageous.
Yeah,
honestly.
You know, for one, let's take a moment to discuss, like, Bran traveling through time and doing all sorts of stupid bullshit. You know, like, they have this three-eyed raven that, as you know, from the beginning of the show was supposed to be, like, really cool and some mystic and magical part. And then you get there, it's just some old man who's a fucking idiot.
And he lives,
like,
in a tree.
He doesn't even take 2 minutes to be like, hey, Bran, don't go do this on your own, because the White Walker, all he has to do is touch you, and then they'll come in here and murder us all. Like, that took me 10 seconds to tell the audience that. He doesn't tell him for a year and a half that they're in this cave or whatever.
Oh, that's right. They were in there for a long time.
Yeah, and then Bran gets all of them killed. So, hey, good job, Mystic, who can see the future and things.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But in the meantime, they're sending poor Bran back in time And then he's going to, I don't know what's going on. He's screaming and yelling. The girl's screaming and yelling. Apparently Willis can hear the screaming and yelling because in the future he's warged or something.
Yeah.
And then Willis like loses his shit and can't ever get anything out of his head. Yeah. You know, it's just, it didn't make a lot of sense. It wasn't presented very well.
Yes.
You know, so as you're going through the episode, because of the lack of any sort of context, like no characters are saying anything, things are just happening. To me, the whole thing fell apart. I thought it was directed very poorly. I thought it was put together very poorly. And I thought the message came across very scatterbrained. And while the ending of Hodor himself getting torn apart and his whole mindset being, oh, he's supposed to hold this door and everything, wasn't so much taken, you know, I didn't so much take it as like, hey, this guy is giving his life for this, and it's like crippled his brain. And I was like, no, like Bran went back in time and made this guy retarded for like no reason, you know. And in the end, he was going to hold this door no matter what. So,
yeah,
you know, because
yeah.
Willis would have held that door just fine if he could talk. So,
absolutely.
It's kind of just a dick move from this Bran kid. And the Three Eyed Raven seems like he didn't do anything to avoid this, although he could see it all through time. When it's like, Willis not being dead, you know, and Hodor being alive would probably have been a lot better for the whole cadre.
Oh, definitely. I agree. Man, Al Bandito, I didn't realize you were such a directorial knowledgeable there, man. That was a very good...
yeah, sorry, I went on a bit of a rant there, dumping on that episode.
No, trust me. I mean, all in all, hey, it was interesting, but like, you know, and then you had the little green people doing this, throwing like crazy grenades, like the little White Walker, like Wraiths turning into like, you know, World War Z zombies. It was very, very odd.
It got very weird there. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a super fan of the show. I've enjoyed it for the last five seasons. The sixth season is no different. You know, I'm enjoying the hell out of it. It's super fun. You know, lots of naked women's, lots of reckless battles, you know, and blood and gore and everything you could want. But yeah, some of the magic stuff, it's okay to have magic in your series, but you can't play it that fast and loose when you've had 5 years of no magic. You know?
Absolutely. I agree. And speaking of things getting really out of whack lately, you've heard this news about Steve, right? Captain America.
Yeah. I kind of caught a glimpse of this on my feeds and things on the interwebs.
Well, those who have that don't know, just recently it was announced that, Captain America in his, 75 years that he's been in existence?
Yeah.
The whole time he's been an agent of Hydra, Cobra, Hive, whatever you want to call these guys, practically just the evil organization that wants to take over the world. But, you know, pretty much Hydra's always been based that, you know, they were Nazis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, you know, now it's being revealed that the whole time that, like, Steve Rogers, Captain America, was a double agent. Now, I know you're pretty good friends with Steve Al Bandito, but I'll be honest, I never liked that guy. So, you know, yeah, he always just rubbed me the wrong way, man.
Oh,
you know,
man.
So sometimes, you know, they say it's the quiet ones, but, you know, sometimes it's the ones that, like, are, you know, always, like, out there showboating, being the good guy all the time. You know, it's like...
Showboating. Yeah, look, Captain America doesn't showboat. What you don't like is the fact that he's a Boy Scout. He's a nice guy, and he stays squeaky clean, and you have that mentality that a lot of people do that, hey, no one's that nice. You know?
There's got to be some gray in there somewhere, but I mean, that's not a little gray. That's like, this dude's dark on the inside.
Yeah, that is terrible. You know, it's like, I totally appreciate how they make these comic books and things to help, you know, raise some money for us superheroes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, help give us a more comfortable life for the sacrifices that we make for the communities and peoples and things like that. So it's great when, you know, you can sell your license to a franchise or something like Marvel, DC Comics, whatever.
Sure.
And then they can publish these books for you. But when you give them that free range and then they embarrass your character like that, like, I feel bad for Steve. You know, he's like you said, he's a good friend of mine. He's always been a good guy. This Hydra, you know, twist in the book just sounds ludicrous. I'm offended for him.
So you think it's a publicity stunt?
Oh, totally. You know, they just write that into the comics to get people talking about it, and here we are talking about it.
Now that's a good point, Al Bandito. This might be a marketing ploy, and it's definitely working because it's all over the internet. Lots of jokes. There's even a snippet from one of the books when Marvel and DC had their team up when the Joker was working at Red Skull. And when the Joker finds out that Red Skull is a former Nazi, or still Nazi at heart, you know, he's like, listen, I might be a criminally insane lunatic, but I'm an American criminally insane, and pretty much goes against him. So it's trying to show that, like, the Joker has more morals.
Yeah, than the Red Skull and Hydra and all those. Well, I can tell you this. I remember a number of years ago, probably 15, 25 years ago now, they did a run in the comics where someone, I believe it was the Red Skull, I don't remember that well, this is going back a while, but they came to Captain America and they told him, like, why do you think you have blonde hair? Why do you think you have blue eyes? You are the Aryan perfect man. You were the person that we chose. Erkstein was working for us, you know, and all of this. And it was just to mess with Captain America's head, to make him believe that he really was a Nazi. So how can you have that storyline of him being having turmoil and trouble 15, 20 years ago, and then now be like, oh, no, he was secretly a Nazi? Like,
that's a good point. And these writers that put it together have said, oh, if you go back and you look, you'll find like the little breadcrumbs, which I'm sure that story is probably wrapped into that mix. But yeah, it's just like you said, it sounds almost too crazy to be true.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, if it does turn out to be true, I'm telling you, there's always something about that guy that rubbed me the wrong way. But hey, you know what, I'm glad you have your stance on it, I have my stance on it. We'll just have to see how it all turns out.
Yeah, we'll see, because, you know, like I said, I just hate for people to get the wrong impression of the real life superhero Captain America and based on some, you know, half-cocked writer writing something silly about him, you know?
Well, so we'll have to see how it all. I know even Chris Evans, who plays him in the movie, wasn't too pleased with the, you know, the portrayal of Cap going all Hydra. So, all right, but hey, you know, being that this has been a pretty banging week of different news going out in pop culture, I think that's great to slide right into our first music break of the night. This is a Bang Bang by Shinobi Ninja.
That was Shinobi Ninja with Bang Bang.
Man, that song makes me want to bang.
It definitely sounds like someone's knocking on the back door, you know?
Absolutely, man. You know what else it makes me think of, El Bandito?
What's that?
Remember Cactus Jack? Bang, bang! He'd always be running around saying that.
That's true. Yeah, you know, I have to say, I'm not sure if it's part of the larger segue of the album or what, but I'm not particularly sure what the song's about. So I guess it could be about Cactus Jack. You know?
I know it actually is a single that they put out, and they do have a video on YouTube. So maybe that will have a little more substance to it as far as what the...
A little more insight into their actual meaning behind it is. But damn, it's a hell of a pumped up track though. It sounds very good.
Oh, absolutely. Like if you heard that track live, like you're not going to care what it's about. You're just going to be ready to bang, bang, you know, running around, having a good time. But, you know, I got to say, El Bandito, we've played quite a few Shinobi Ninja tracks on the show. And like every one of them is eclectic and different in its own way, and that really lends to how awesome this group is.
Yes, you've mentioned quite a few times about the ability the band has to take their sound in a different direction, to kind of work with the crowd to see what really moves them, and then to work towards that sort of sound, whether it be reggae, whether it be more rock, whether it be more rap. And you know, the three songs we heard are definitely indicative of that.
Absolutely, El Bandito. Definitely. They really cater to their crowd and get the people moving. Like you said, if you heard that at a show, you know you'd be running around having time. And actually, Shinobi Ninja is going to be going on tour soon. Unfortunately, they haven't announced any Florida dates, but I know they're going through like Pennsylvania, I believe into like North Carolina. So they're making their way. But as soon as we hear it, we'll be sure to let you guys know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, speaking of shows and events, El Bandito, we have a pretty big announcement to make. We've been talking about this for about a week now that we got a big announcement coming out here on the Power Hour.
Oh, yeah. We have something very exciting for all of you wonderful fans out there. Well, let's not keep them in suspense any longer, Senor Boyle.
Oh, man. On Saturday, August 13th at Distillery, we've got Green Jello coming to town.
That's right. You heard it here. The one and only Green Jello, from the Three Little Pigs to the Maximum Carnage song.
Yep. To the bear song. You know, as you know, the bear went over the mountain. See what we can.
Oh, to giant puppet heads.
Oh, you know it, man. It's
to giant puppet mosh pits.
Yes, it's a punk rock puppet show. But, you know, there's a lot wrapped up with this show that we can't wait to announce here. You know, besides from being so cool that the Green Jello is coming to town, also coming with them is the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando.
That's right, your 8-bit duo of badass rappers.
Oh man, yeah, they're gonna be bringing all the greats. I'm sure they'll be maybe even playing some of their new material. They're supposed to be having an album come out later this year.
So if you like all of those mishmash video game mashups and everything like that, and you know the way they narrate an entire game through raps, you got to come down and see them. Everyone knows the world famous Dwayne and Brando, you know?
Absolutely. Mega Man, Double Dragon, Mario, a Punch Out. They've done them all, but I said, I know they have some new material coming out real soon. We play, you know, a few, it was a good couple of weeks back now, but we played the whole Mario 3 in its entirety on the show back when.
Absolutely. And what an awesome track that is. So if you're looking for a powerhouse combination of acts to see in just one night, come on down to the Distillery Saturday, August 13th, where we're going to have Green Jello, and opening for them is the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando.
But, oh, wait, El Bandito, there's more.
Oh, there's more?
There's even more.
Uh-oh, okay, hold on to your seats out there, peoples.
We got the full bill, and besides Green Jello, which is awesome, besides the Adventures of Dwayne and Brando, all coming all the way down from Flint, Michigan, which is even awesome, like almost, I can't say more awesome, but on equal levels of awesome. We also have some good local talent coming at you. We have Nation of Decay, which is a local thrash metal outfit. We're going to be playing a song by them real soon. We have the Ghetto Zombies, which we've also played here on the Power Hour. And coming up from West Palm Beach, we have Carol Stop Calling.
Oh, man. So this is just a nonstop awesome night.
You know it, man. And to top it off, you know, everyone's going to be real excited for this. It's actually going to be Podunk Radio's 5th anniversary. So happy fucking birthday, you fucking crack horn. You're a fucking shithead. So yeah, everybody needs to come on out and celebrate with us. You know, it's going to be an anniversary party. It's going to be a punk rock puppet show. It's going to have video game music masters, lots of great local talent, you know, all throughout Florida. So yeah, it's definitely not going to be a show to be missed.
Oh, yeah. So come on down. Join the Podunk family. We're all going to be out there. Justin Jordan's going to be there. Yep. You know, Charbol and El Bandito will be there.
Yeah, and also our new sister show that plays before us, plays before the Power Hour of Love, Underground Horror Radio. That's Justin and his wife, who will also be there. So, yeah, and soon enough, they'll be announcing pre-sale tickets, but the advance tickets are $10, and at the door, they'll be $12. So, and it will be a 21 and up show.
So, yeah, keep all your kiddies at home, and we're going to come out and get drunk and rock out and have an amazing time to some killer punk rock, to some amazing 8-bit sound, and to some amazing local bands, and you'll get to come down and celebrate with the Podunk family.
Absolutely, and like you said, man, it's at the Stillery, so, you know, they'll have plenty of drink specials and great food, and it'll be an all-around great time.
So we better see you guys there, because if not, then Senor Boyle and I will just stop defending Florida for 6 months or so and let you all become enslaved by supervillains. So
absolutely, yeah. And so to get everybody really kicking in the mood, we have a track here by Nation of Decay titled Elephant.
Let's do it. That was Nation of Decay with Elephant.
Oh, man, El Bandito. I'd have to say, I think that's probably the heaviest thing we've played on the Power Hour so far.
I would have to agree with you. I mean, I think the message behind that song was that an elephant never forgets to kill.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, like, that's very reminiscent to tracks I've heard by other, like, thrash metal outfits, mm-hmm. like, you know, Megadeth and Anthrax, sure. and probably Slayer. I would say I'd heard like a lot of influence there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, even the singing style sounded a lot like what I would hear in like a Slayer song.
For me personally, it's not the song you can listen to all day, but yeah. There's definitely a time and place for it. You know, like you're going to the gym and you want to get all psyched up, you know, and
oh, absolutely.
You're going to fight a supervillain and, you know, he looks a lot bigger and meaner than you, then, you know, you get all psyched up.
Or if, you know, it's right before Green Jello comes on stage and like, yeah. you know, you just want to like get all thrashy and moshy and then like, you know, get ready to put on some puppet heads.
Yeah, get ready to put on some puppet heads and then beat the shit out of other people with your giant puppet head. headbanging around like a knucklehead, you know?
Well, absolutely.
I think one of my favorites, we went to see the Bill Manspeaker show. You know, we saw Green Jello down at the Propaganda in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and that was great.
You remember this young girl, she wanted to do the puppet head.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she fought her way all the way up through the crowd and, like, took a puppet head that, you know, some guy was wearing and he fell on the ground and, like, you know, everything. And she took the puppet head away from him. And, you know, she wasn't a very big girl and she wasn't a kid, you know.
Yeah.
She was maybe 22 or something. Mm-hmm. And she put the puppet head on and just starts running into people. And she would bounce off them like she was a ping pong ball, you know, like
that's right,
or a pinball ball, you know, like nothing would move, but she'd run into things and just bounce all over the place.
Hell yeah, man, that was a great show, and it's gonna be another great Green Jello show August 13th at the Stillery, like we just talked about.
Yeah, so come on down to Stewart, guys. You know, if you haven't been to the Stillery yet, it's a very nice place. It's pretty big, you know, it's got a nice big room in there and everything like that. I mean, it could definitely fit at least as many people as a Propaganda, if not more. So
I agree, man. Yeah, it's gonna be a great time. Like we said, Nation of Decay will be there, and we got a lot of other great acts coming down. But before we get to August, I mean, it's still a little while away, we got a lot of great events happening in the month of June.
Oh, very true, very true. So let's see, what have we got coming in the month of June?
All right, well, first up, June 17th through the 19th, we have Florida Fandomania at the Fenn Center in Fort Pierce.
Oh, okay. What's that all about?
It's a comic book slash cosplay convention that they're doing.
Nice.
The first time they're doing it. Tickets are $25 a day or $50 for a weekend pass. Some of the guests feature Matt Nable, who is on Arrow. He played Ra's al Ghul.
Mm.
They have Kevin McNally, who is in Pirates of the Caribbean. He played the first mate guy for Jack Sparrow.
Oh, okay.
Then we also have Chad Rook. He played a Weather Wizard on The Flash, and I believe he was also on Supernatural.
Okay, so a good little list of some knowns.
Yeah, and they're going to have some cosplay, very centric things there. You know, we have a really big cosplay community here on the Treasure Coast, Treasure Coast Cosplay. Mm-hmm. I know they're going to be there. I think they're, if I heard correctly, I think they're going to do kind of like a prison zombie Walking Dead kind of walkthrough this time.
That'll be pretty interesting, because I know I saw that one of the guests is a cosplayer from, I believe, the UK, who is a cosplayer who cosplays for the character of Abraham on The Walking Dead. I mean, this guy is a dead ringer, senor. I mean, you should see him. It's unbelievable.
Oh, man. Well, if he's in this thing, that would be awesome. But yeah, that would be a great thing to see. You know, as I said, it's the weekend of the 17th through the 19th up at the Fenn Center. So what else we have coming at us, El Bandito?
Well, it looks like the Stillery is going to be busy all summer, because on June 17th, they're having their Summer Fest.
Oh, cool, man. What's going on with that?
Well, that show is going to be a $5 show that features Ghost Cat, Carlo Victoria, Down Coyote, and many more.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a cool list of musicians.
Yeah, I love all the names of them. The last two especially, I love the Latin flavor there. So.
Awesome.
But it says it's going to be a summertime-themed event where you get free lemonade, and they will have pizza and sandwiches available. The show starts at 7 p.m., but, you know, it's still going to have that summer feel. So go ahead and wear your Hawaiian shirts and things. Head on down there and have some pizza, sandwiches, and free lemonade.
Yeah, man, definitely. I've heard that the lemonade will be a spiked lemonade.
Nice. So 21 and up.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure the Stillery is exclusively 21 and up, but it's a great venue. Good place to come out and have a good time. And yeah, definitely I'll be out there having some pizza and lemonade. Well, I know the day right after Summer Fest on June 18th, which is a Saturday, they have Warrior Metal Fest 2 at Oceanside Pub. This will be a free show. It'll be featuring Vero Beach's own Sharptooth, as we just heard, Nation of Decay, Venomous Fiction, and many more. The show starts at 9 p.m. and runs to 5 a.m.
Wow, till 5 a.m.?
That's a pretty late show.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be probably stopping the bar around 2 a.m., but but definitely it sounds like the rocking and rolling will be happening all the way to 5 a.m.
Oh, sounds pretty rock and roll, man. You get out there and you have a few drinks and then have some pancakes, I guess.
Awesome. Till the sun comes up. So what's that? What do we have coming up at the end of the month, El Bandito?
Ooh, at the end of the month, guess who's at it again?
What's that? Who's that?
It's the Stillery down in Stewart with one more amazing show. I told you they're going to be packed all summer with just awesome stuff. So everybody out there, keep an eye on this Stillery place, man. It is banging.
Awesome.
So what they're going to have is a very special event. This is a one-time event. It's a digital evening with Jim Rose.
Oh, Jim Rose, man. That's awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
This is the Jim Rose from the Jim Rose Circus Sideshow.
Uh-huh.
You know, the guy you've seen many times. And, you know, he was huge when he first came out in the 90s, and they had the touring circus, and he would eat razor blades and have people stomp on his head while he laid his head in glass on stage.
Yep.
They had the woman's who they would tie up in saran wrap.
Oh, and yeah, take all the air out of the bag. Mm-hmm. Yep. The Lizard Man, the Enigma. Oh, yeah, he brought
Yeah, he had all of those guys in the circus, you know, and toured around the country with them. And then, you know, Jim Rose himself, being the expert showman that he was, ended up transitioning to, you know, do his act at Lollapalooza and, toured with Nine Inch Nails and Korn and all these guys. And he even made some guest appearances on TV.
Oh, you know,
and he was on The X-Files.
That's right. Fan favorite right there, Humbug.
Yeah, so what he's been doing lately is he's taking his wealth of experience touring the country and promoting and being in different events, and he's sharing that knowledge with all of you out there who are looking to have touring bands and touring acts and are aspiring to do that kind of tour, traveling the country sort of promotions and shows and things. So what they've set up is an event that is a interactive teleconference.
Oh, cool.
With Jim Rose himself, he's going to be Skyped in from all the way across the pond over there in Europe.
Oh, that's so cool.
And he's going to be sharing his advice with the public. You know, the audience will be allowed to ask questions and things like that. And he'll be giving a brief, introduction and some pointers on, you know, how to do it yourself when you're out on the road and the tactics that he's honed and used over the years to better promote. And to watch out for, like, industry scams and things like that, you know, when people hustle you and then, you promote an event, you do all the work, and then you're not going to get any money out of it.
Oh, totally, man. Yeah, it sounds like a real educational thing. And like you said, Jim Rose has been around for quite a few years, so I'm sure he's got some great knowledge to share. Mm-hmm. And I also see here listed that they're going to be showing a showing of one of his seminars that he did, mm-hmm. but then also the classic 90s video Circus Sideshow, which features a lot of the acts that we mentioned earlier.
So it is a very educational experience, but you can tell that this will be laden with amazing stories from a man like Jim Rose himself. So there is no doubt that this will be both educational and entertaining as all hell when he talks about, I took a guy out to a place, he hammered a nail in his head, and then the promoter was like, well, that broke a county code where you can't have, you know, galvanized nails on stage or whatever.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. And
so this will be an all-out educational experience that will also be entertaining as hell. So you don't want to miss out, you know, especially if you're someone who's into the scene, if you're into touring, if you're into, you know, promoting and things like that. Come down, learn from a master of his craft, and learn from an entertaining, you know, motherfucker, man, because he's fucking entertaining. So.
Oh, definitely, man. Yeah, I can't wait.
So that's only going to be $7 at the door.
Cool. What a great price.
And it starts at 7 p.m., so 7 for 7.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case this wasn't enough for all of you beautiful peoples out there, it turns out they are going to have live performances as well.
Oh, really? Who's playing?
They're going to have the incredible, the imaginative, the indecipherable Tishy Pop.
Oh, Tishy Pop's coming back? Oh, man. What a great group of visual and audio artists.
They are. They're their own special brand of mesmerizing, you know, just wildness. So
definitely. I can't wait to see what Tishy Pop brings to the Jim Rose show. I'm sure it's going to be wild. Who else do we got playing El Bandito?
Well, in addition to Tishy Pop, they've also got the Pub Wreckers playing.
Oh, man, the Pub Wreckers, Jimmy and the guys, man. And from what I've heard, they're really going to bring it this time. They're going to have the bongettes and all that good stuff. And
yeah, so the Stillery better watch out because they might bust that bar right up, man.
That's true, yeah. The beer bong. I don't want to say bongettes. Smoke weed every day.
That sounds awesome.
Okay.
And if that wasn't enough, they've also got Take Warning.
Oh, man, Take Warning as well. Oh, they always put on a great show. They have their own original tracks, but they're really known for their punk rock covers that they do.
So, yeah, that's three great live acts that you'll get to see. In addition to this live interactive teleconference with Jim Rose, all wrapped up into one night for just a few dollars, you know? So take some advice from Charboil and El Bandito and get down there and see this.
Yep, and it's being sponsored by Stoke Shows Florida and Podunk Radio.
We love you, Podunk Radio.
All right, well, you know, with that being said, I think it's best that we play a track by one of the bands that's performing that night. Here's a track by The Pub Wreckers.
And that was The Pub Wreckers with a live recording from the Oceanside Pub.
Man, that sounded like a lot of fun.
Yeah, those guys totally are tearing it up out there, huh?
Oh, definitely, man. I can't wait to hear them on the digital evening with Jim Rose on June 25th.
I'm sure they're going to wreck that pub up something good down at the Distillery.
Oh, definitely, man. You know, having the girls coming out with the beer bongs and stuff like
that. Yeah, what did you say they were called?
They're called the beer bongettes.
The beer bongettes.
Yes.
Very nice.
That's the girls that they have, that they bring out that, you know, they give people beer and stuff, make sure they get nice and, you know, good and pub recce.
Yeah, so they, from what I understand, they have beer bongs, these women. They go around with beer bongs, yep. And then they go to random people in the crowd, and you can shoot the beer bong right there.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Have a good time. Get a little beer flowing in your system while the pub wreckers play tracks like we just heard.
Hey, man, anytime beautiful women are shoving beer down your throat, it sounds like a good time to me.
Absolutely. Well, definitely, El Bandito. Like, what else do we have on the table for tonight?
Well, to wrap up the show, we have an interesting little segment here. It's new, and this is what we like to call advice from our musical guests.
Oh, you mean like the music we've played tonight?
Exactly. We are going to take snippets from the three songs that we heard tonight.
Okay.
The Pub Wreckers live at Oceanside, Shinobi Ninja with Bang Bang, and Nation of Decay and their song Elephant.
Oh, okay. Cool. So they're going to be giving the advice.
Exactly. And they're going to be giving advice to our beautiful listeners out there who have wrote in emails to our email account at powerhourofloveatgmail.com.
Uh-huh.
And we just want to remind all of you out there that you can always email us or send us a message or leave us a message on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And we will answer your questions live on the air.
Sounds good, El Bandito. Let's get to the first question.
So we'll go ahead and get into our first question. And the subject line on this is wanting a tip for your tip.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay, it starts off, "Hi guys, I'll make this quick. Why do I never feel any pleasure during sex? Even without the condoms, I can't ejaculate during intercourses and have never done so. Sometimes I have ED, that's erectile dysfunction, Senor Boy.
Oh, okay, I was going to ask.
It was worse before, but better now with supplementations. He says, I'm 37, I haven't really been in any serious relationships, mostly dating and picking up girls randomly. Sometimes I perform well and other times I don't. I've tried all sorts of supplements, blah, 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 blah. Sounds like a lot of whining. I would simply have intercourse for a long time before we would have to stop due to my partner getting tired or the erection would eventually wear out. Signed by Jack."
Let's hear what Nation of Decay has to say about that one.
"Your pessimist fuck needs to be shot."
Oh, needs to get shot.
I think this guy needs to shoot his load. Man, I'm telling you, man, like, you know, I think his problem is El Bandito.
What's that?
I think this guy masturbates too often.
You think Jack is jacking it too much?
Perfect name for him. Yes, yeah. Jack, stop the jacking.
I think Nation of Decay hit the nail on the head, though. He is being a pessimist fuck, you know? He's getting wrapped up too much inside his own head. Like you said, he's probably touching himself too much. Yes. And then he's getting in sort of a weird mindset. You know, he's probably masturbating, thinking bad things, being a pessimist, being a Debbie Downer. And then when he's actually having awesome sex with a beautiful woman's or beautiful man's, whichever he prefers, then he's enjoying himself too much and he can't get off. I know that sounds weird, but it's all the psychological things.
You know, yeah, that definitely, it sounds like it's all in his head. The wrong one. The one up top. Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah. Okay, moving on, man. Jack, stop the jack and then you'll probably be all right.
Okay. Next up, we have one whose subject is entitled Advice. It says, "I went to see the lad I love on Wednesday morning, and when he got to his house, he was still in bed. So I went up to go wake him up, and he looks gorgeous, but now I'm beating myself up because I wish I had snuggles up to him, and this isn't making a lot of sense. And now I'm feeling down because I only spent an hour with him. Because he was, is there a question in this? Yeah, apparently he spent less time than it took to write this email. I wanted to do today was just get into bed and cuddle with him and hold hands with him while we were walking, but I'm too scared to ask in case he did." Okay, well, I think Shinobi Ninja has some advice for them.
Let's hear it. Everybody's going crazy. Yeah, this lady sounds pretty wild. How about the pub wreckers? What do they seem to think?
So that indecipherable message from the pub wreckers should fit in right with your indecipherable message, and hopefully it helps you connect with exactly what you were looking for.
Yeah, what the hell was that lady talking about?
I don't know. Yeah. Try to use whole words, sentences, punctuations when you email the Power Hour.
Yeah, and she mentioned something about her lad, so maybe she's across the pond over there?
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's how they talk in English. Do you think they spell cuz, C-O-S?
Oh, that's the... Oh, man. All right. So do we have another one here?
Yes. Okay. So the last one here, the subject is opening the door to her heart. He says, "Hello, I'm a 27-year-old guy who has been with the same girl for 3 years now. We have been living together for 2 years and everything has been going pretty good, except for one little detail. She never says, 'I love you.' I have said it to her many times, but she never responds in kind. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm hoping El Bandito has some advice on how I can open the door to her heart." Well, you know who has some advice for you, Senor? Shinobi Ninja.
Let's hear it.
And so Shinobi Ninja is exactly right. You need to stop knocking on her door. If she's wasting your time not telling you that she loves you back and you're wasting all your love for her, then your heart is open for her and you are getting nothing in return. So you know what? You can't just hold the door to your heart open. Hold on.
Hodor.
We'll miss you, Hodor.
R.I.P. Hodor for life.
So if you like that advice and would like some more advice from our musical guests or from Charboil and El Bandito, feel free to email us at powerhouroflove@gmail.com or hit us up on Facebook anytime.
Well, Bandito, I think I know someone that could also give some pretty good love advice. Here we have our next track of the night by Word Burglar. The song's called Channel Halifax.
It's a beautiful day. Just gonna jaywalk across Spring Garden. Yeah. I grew up by the library, next to Winston Churchill, eating pizza every day like some Ninja Turtles. The kid who burgles from St. Pat's to Gus's Pub at the Public Gardens, feeding ducks by the spud. What's up, cuz? A Grace baby in the place, y'all. And like Glace Behe, loves baseball. From the commons to the wanderer's grounds, and you know I feel weird when no water's around. Down at the harbor front where I used to dishwash, before I quit to get a job pulling rickshaws, I was spitting raw, just a kid from the peninsula. You might have seen picking up liquor on Agricola, the particular deliverer of the mail star. Hopping fences, hanging out at the rail yard or a pier, just watching the harbor hop and feeling fat like Miller's old barbershop. And anytime I need to smile and relax, I put my mind on the facts and dial it back to good times of the past and the ones to come. Wherever you're at, never forget where you're from. I channel Halifax, and when I dial it back, never takes too long to get a smiley crack, cause life moves fast and can spiral off track. So I hit rewind in my mind and dial it back. Yeah, I'm from downtown Halley, proud card carrying. My heart's buried in every square inch of Barrington, where I'd swim at the YWCA. No wonder I don't like the W sweet. Say hey, I just prefer seeing ships that tall and getting busier than Christmas at Mi'kmaq Mall. Centennial Rink to St. Mary's and St. Francis, flirting with the girls at the Sacred Heart dances. Romances, Hallie could never keep me single, and always makes me smile like the dingle. While playing hooky at Freeman's on Quinpool, strange adventures whenever I wasn't in school. It's cool, the Leafs, Habs, or the Bruins, someone'll always tell you what Crosby has been doing. And don't freak out if you hear a boom from the Citadel, yo, that just means it's noon. And anytime I need to smile and relax, I put my mind on the facts and dial it back to good times of the past and the ones to come. Wherever you're at, never forget where you're from. I channel Halifax, and when I dial it back, never takes too long to get a smile to crack, cause life moves fast and can spiral off track. So I hit rewind my mind and dial it back.
Another East Coast track. Another East Coast track.
Let's take a sec to think back. Halifax.
Come on, everybody, let's go. Yo, yo, two bridges. New McKay, old McDonald, Nova Scotian, known for holding Olin's bottles. Ocean playground, parks and recreation, taking the ferry for a Dartmouth vacation. Sneaking on the docks under the arm in darkness, then grabbing Steverinos at the farmer's market. And if you craving some Donair sauce, hit Tony's on Roby, we go there lots. A history here, grab a beer anyone, see I got more tales than Pier 21. From Point Pleasant Park to the Pirates and Hobos, to why the Windjammers had the best team logo. You know though, like no thermos will cause a fuss if you wanna take coffee on the bus. And just in case you'd rather catch a cab, son, call Casino, I hear they're the fast ones. Yeah. Shout out everybody in Haltown. Nouvelle Cuss. All you scoping notions.
That was another beautiful track from the master criminal Word Burglar, entitled Channel Halifax.
Yeah, what a cool song, man. You know, definitely you could tell, like, you know, Bergie's like talking about his hometown, but mm-hmm. even though it's very personal, it's like, it's kind of cool because, you know, even in the song, he says, like, you know, never forget where you're from. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, an anthem to be like, yeah, man, remember that hometown, what brought you up, your roots, you know?
Yeah, be proud of yourself, you know, and then respect other people's history as well.
Absolutely.
So it's really nice. And I like how he walks you through all the aspects of his city and his memories and anything like that. It makes you compare and contrast that in your own brain to your memories of your favorite town, your hometown.
Oh, yeah.
And, it is very chill, very reminiscing. So
absolutely.
A nice good way to wrap up the day with some good feelings.
Oh, you know it, man. Yeah. You know, like we said, you know, I'm sure if we sat here and wrote a rap about our towns, you know, that would, I don't know if they'd always be so nice, but yeah, absolutely. You know, there's the places.
I think most of yours is destroyed, right? From you stomping around 300 feet tall.
That's true. Maybe I don't want to make any songs about that. That would give the insurance more evidence against us. But yeah, definitely awesome song by Bergie. That's off of his latest album, Rapical Skills. And, you know, you can get that on iTunes and Bandcamp and all that good stuff. But yeah, so definitely El Bandito. Good show tonight. Got a lot of, got that great announcement about Green Jello coming in August and a bunch of other great events. And, you know, let's hope Cap gets his act together.
Yeah, let's certainly hope that the writers get Cap's act back on track before he comes down there and like does some shield action on their heads.
Absolutely, man. And you know, we'll definitely be on the lookout for more you know, emails and stuff from the fans about, you know, advice that we can, you know, and that our musical guests can help out with in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. We love to help all the people out there. We're all about spreading the love. So if you have any love advice questions or just any questions you want advice in general, you know, one more time, we'll shout it out. Hit us up at powerhourofluv@gmail.com or on our Facebook at the Power Hour of Love with Charboil and El Bandito.
Sounds good. Let's go get some fucking tacos.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Things were going so great, but what happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
Listen, I was thinking we should break up or whatever.
I am breaking up with you.
Consider that a divorce.
Smoke weed every day.
That sounds awesome.
Okay. All right, keep going.